Ken Tank Mitchell was Tattlesy's head football coach from 1966 to 69. Coach, tell us what you've been up to since those Tallahassee days.
Well, as you know, when I left Tallahassee, I went down to Florida State and coached down at Florida State for a year. Then I left there and went to Troy State University, and I was there when Billy Atkins was there and also when Tom Jones was there. And stayed there for 4 years and then went to work with the Alabama Private School Association for a number of years, and left there and went to the Home Builders Association in Alabama and stayed there until 78, I guess it was. And I moved from Montgomery to Raleigh, North Carolina, and was executive vice president of the Home Builders Association in North Carolina. That was in 1983. And I went from being the executive vice president of the Home Builders Association to starting a self-insured insurance company called Builders Mutual Insurance Company. And we grew that company to about $120 million in premium a year. I left there in 2000, at the end of 2002, thought I wanted to retire, and did not. And in 2004, I started another insurance company and called Stonewood Insurance Company. And I have been the president and chief executive officer of Stonewood Insurance Company since 2004. So it's been quite a ride, Michael.
Where are you located?
I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah, so you are in North Carolina still.
Yeah, we moved up here in 1983, and my son lives in North Carolina, and my daughter both live in North Carolina. My daughter is a homemaker, got four kids, and my son is a doctor down in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and he's got three kids. So we got seven grandkids in all.
Well, you said you tried retirement once. Any plans of trying again?
Well, I'll be 68 next month, and I'm going to probably work the rest of this year and start taking a little time off next year and looking at retiring probably at the end of 2011. That may change. I may decide I want to continue to work, but right now that's the game plan, Michael.
Well, you hear it from a lot of coaches that say it's tough to get it out of your system. Do you still miss the coaching game?
Well, I've been out of it so long. I'm not sure that I miss it, but I get excited when football season starts, and was very excited last year when Alabama played so well and won their 13th national championship. So I still get excited, but I'm more of a spectator now than I am as a coach. I guess you would say the game has passed me by. They do so many different things now than they did when I was coaching. But, you know, if football and coaching and athletics and sports gets in your system, I don't think it ever goes out of your system, Michael.
Well, you were at Tallahassee in the 60s. Talk about that time here. You came in 1966, and this was your second coaching job, right?
Right. I had been at a school over in the western part of the state called Gordo High School, and came to Tallahassee, and we were not very good when I came to Tallahassee, and I was there for 4 years. I think we maybe either won or tied one ball game the first year. And somebody will go back, I'm sure, and check the records. And then we won like five games the second year. And I do know that the last year I was there, we won eight, lost one, and tied one. Had a great bunch of kids, and they worked really, really hard. And, you know, it was a good time in our life. My daughter was born while we were there in Tallahassee. And, you know, I still have good, fond memories, and that's the reason I go back and look at your website to see what's going on down there so much.
What would you say you remember most about this part of the country here at Tallahassee?
Oh, it's the people that were there at Tallahassee and the love that they had for football and the you know, the way that they approached the game, and win, lose, or draw, the people at Tallahassee were always with you. And, you know, it was one of those things that it was just a good point in my life. And, you know, the reason I left, I wanted to get into college coaching, and that's the reason I went down to Florida State and got into college coaching down there, and then went on to Troy.
You have a pretty interesting background as a player, too, and it involves Coach Bryant, right?
Yes.
And I know you'd want to tell maybe some stories about your time as a player for Alabama.
Well, you know, the first thing I probably would tell you is when I went to Alabama, I weighed 238 pounds. And after the end of the first spring, I weighed 169 pounds.
Wow.
I had lost a lot of weight. And, of course, back then they could recruit as many players as they wanted to, Michael. And we had 89 players that came in when I was a freshman. And when I graduated, there were 11 of us out of the 89 left. So it was very competitive back then. And I'll never forget, at the end of my first year at Alabama, all the players had to go in and sit down with Coach Bryant and have a interview with him before we left to go home in the summer. And he told me, he said, when you came to Alabama, you was too big to play. You was too fat. And he said, now you're too skinny. he said, you need to go on back to Florence, Alabama, and get you a job working with the city or something, and I don't think you'll ever play at Alabama. And I said, well, Coach, let me tell you something. It's cool here in the summer. I've never lived in an air-conditioned place. It's warm in the winter, and I hadn't had to build a fire since I've been here. I get three good meals a day, and whatever you got for me is better than what I got to go home to. So you can take my scholarship away if you want to, but I'm not going to quit. And he kind of laughed, and he said, well, we'll see. I'll see you in September. And I said, yes, sir, I'll see you in September. And, you know, it was we had some great players there at the time. We won the national championship in 1961, where I was a redshirt sophomore. And then my senior year, we won the national championship again. So I was there for two national championships, and then the next year, they in 65, they won it again.
Yep.
So I was there when Namath was quarterback, and then Steve Sloan was quarterback right after him, and then Kenny Staber was quarterback right after him. So we had some great players, and those were good years at Alabama.
I guess you were around Joe Namath being the time you were there quite a bit, because you were there pretty much in the same time frame. What was he like?
Well, Joe was he was from Pennsylvania, as you know. And we had to kind of work on him and get him to be a little bit more Southern than he was before. But I still keep up with Joe, and we stay in contact. And it's been a number of years ago. We went down. He lives in Florida, and so I had gone down to Florida, and we planned a golf game together. So he and I were playing golf, and we were riding, and we got to the first hole, and he had just had both of his knees replaced. And I have developed some arthritis and that kind of thing. And we got out of the cart walking to the first green, and he was hobbling along, and I was kind of bent over a little bit. And he said, Tank, you know that free education that we got wasn't quite free, was it? And I said, no, it sure wasn't. But anyway, neither one of us would take anything for that. And, you know, Namath is a good guy. He's had some problems, you know, later in life, but he's still a great guy and it was a great athlete, and we still stay in touch and, you know, from time to time talk to each other.
Ken Tank Mitchell, former Tallahassee High School head football coach.